Okay, we have page 13. This is going to be our adjective drill. I'm just going to go in. The word is televisor. It's masculine. So the noun or the adjective ending is going to have to be masculine as well. So it's not malenkaya, that's feminine. Malenkoya is neuter. Malenki looks pretty good. And malenkia is for plural. So our best answer here is malenki televisor. We'll go to the next one down. The word is kaniga. Kaniga ends in an A. I think it's feminine. Let's see our choices here. Balshaya kaniga. That's pretty good. Balshoya kaniga. No, balshoya would be for neuter. Balshoy would be for masculine. And balshia would be for plural. So I'm going to go with balshaya kaniga. Now we have a young lady. The inference would be unmarried. Dzyavushka. Dzyavushka. So, hopefully, by context, you'll know that that should be feminine. So, if you want to say pretty or attractive, krasivaya dzyavushka. You can say krasivoya litsa. She has a pretty face or pretty face. Krasivoya litsa. That's neuter. Krasivui dom. A pretty house. And then we have krasivia litsa. That would be plural, pretty faces. But in this case, we're talking about a singular feminine woman, dzyavushka. So, krasivaya dzyavushka. Now we're going to get a little tricky. The word below is petitsi. Petitsi. Notice the ending has the E sound, and that should spark your mind to be thinking it's plural. So, which one should we use? Is it krasivaya? That's singular feminine. Krasivoya? That's singular neuter. Krasivui, that's singular masculine. But here we go, krasivia, the very last one, krasivia petitsi, the pretty birds. Good, let's go to the top of the right-hand column. We have nieba, nieba, which is Russian for sky. It can also mean heaven, too, just like German has Himmel, can mean sky or heaven. Russia has nieba. The accent is on the ye, and so the O takes a ah sound, nieba. So you know by that O, it's not feminine, masculine, or plural. It should be neuter. So yasnaya nieba. No, it's not the aya ending, it's the oya ending. So yasnoya nieba. The clear sky. Yasni would be for masculine, and yasnia would be for plural. The next one down is pogoda. Pogoda. Ends in an A, we know it's feminine. Yasnaya pogoda, the clear weather. I will go with that one. The middle one, yasnoya litsa, would be maybe a clear face. And that's neuter. Yasny dom would be a clear house. I don't know how that works grammatically, but it's, it works for me. Then we have yasnia, which is for plural, and that's not the case here. So it's yasnaya pogoda. Russian word for person is chelovek. Chelovek. Ends in a K, consonant. Guess what? It's masculine. So you wanted to say a rich person? Bogataya chelovek. Nope, I wouldn't use bogataya because that's feminine. How about bogatoya chelovek? No, you would use bogatoya for something neuter. How about bogati chelovek? You know, I think that works for me because bogati is singular masculine, and chelovek is singular masculine. If you wanted to say rich in the plural sense, it's bogatia, bogatia. And our very last word in that column is ludi, ludi. There's that E ending that should signify, hey, we might be dealing with a plural here. And indeed, if you look at the translation, ludi means people. So if you wanted to say the poor people, you would say biednaya. No, that's singular feminine. Biednoya. No, that's singular neuter. Biedni. No, that's singular masculine. You want to use biednia ludi. Biedni ludi. The poor people. And you can go ahead and mix these around if you want to a little bit. You can say the rich people. Look up at the adjective above. You have bogatia ludi. Bogatia ludi. Or the poor person, it would be biedny chelovek. So feel free to move these around and practice your practice matching your nouns and your adjectives.